하조는 그거였지.
Sing.
Get down.
What's it?
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Oh wow, it sounds like a microphone. It's not on air, is it? Stop. No, it's not.
That had to start the show off.
It is not.
Now, a very good afternoon to you. Well, good morning, rather. I'm joined in the studio.
It's not on.
Hey, we are on air. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Molly Miller. She is our resident beauty expert. I just said to you, join in with a bit of singing. That wasn't me, by the way. You can book me for gigs. You can't book Molly. Molly is our resident beauty expert here at Phoenix FM. She does a feature in Go Magazine, which goes out all over the Chronicle newspaper, all the way over Essex. She's on loads of things, hopefully meeting a few famous people along the way. And she basically goes through and reviews loads and loads of beauty products, but we do it in a way that make it really fun and interesting, and we have a good old giggle. I'm sorry about that. You were having a little bit of a sing song then, weren't you?
I didn't know that I was on there.
What was that? Boogie, it was beautiful girl, voice of a I don't know.
Voice of a devil.
Devil, yeah. Now, how are you, Miss Molly? How are you doing?
Okay, I'm just trying to work out these headphones. I don't know if they're... that's better. That's better.
Now, you haven't been very well, but you're better now, because you were in hospital for a while. You were at Spire. We were fantastic.
They were absolutely brilliant.
But you're just recovering at the moment, because you did have a bit of a bite that turned septic and it went a bit horribly wrong.
I had a bite that I contracted MRSA through the bite. Yeah. Nothing to do with the hospital. So I've just got a large hole left now where the bite is.
In the buttock.
In the buttock. And then gluteus maximus or minimus or whatever it is.
Yes, whatever it is. I'm feeling
better. I'm just really sore still. I still can't drive, so I'm walking everywhere. So it's nice. My infection's all completely gone, which is brilliant. I've got the swab results back.
I hope so, because that's why I've got a glass panel between us and the studio keeper away. Now, you were at the Twitterati Awards last night. You came down.
Yes.
It's your first one. What did you think of Twitter? And it's not, tell everybody, because I've said this before, if you're a local business in Brentwood, come along to the Tweetups, because they are for Brentwood. You have one for Billericay. They do them all over the place. And it's a really good thing to actually network. You don't have to pay any money, but you meet other people who've got businesses that you might want to network with, and especially if you've got any business, really, because when I went, I got the girls there to do my CDs for me that I met, because I sing and I wanted to give them out, so I gave them business rather than go outside a bit, and that's why it's
definitely. I mean, if there was like any sort of therapists, even just to meet me, I mean, if there's beauty therapists or people that hairdressers or anything that've got businesses, if they went down there, I would have got chatting to them and probably ended up doing a feature or something, or mention them or something. So it's really worth going down there. And then, the Gazette put on a free buffet thing.
I had the sausages, they were nice.
Were they?
Yeah, I had about 15 of them. Are there any little ones? Come on, be fair. Now, you've got an array of selection of products today, so tell us what you're going to be talking about.
Well, the first thing I've got here is these eyelash curlers. Now, I know everyone thinks, eyelash curlers. They're not actually eyelash curlers, it's an eye comb. Eyelash comb. I'm still in shock from singing on the radio.
Don't worry about it. Anyway,
if you want to buy somebody a present who's got everything, or if you want one beauty tool that's going to last and last and last, an eyelash comb is kind of a necessity, especially when you have all these new mascaras that come onto the market that promise to lengthen and thicken and so on. And they do, but most of them leave your eyelashes clumpy, and there's nothing worse than thick, spidery looking eyelashes. Well, this is an M2 tall eyelash comb. It is expensive. It's £19.50. But it's fantastic because it's got the metal prongs. It's ergonomically designed, so it's really easy to hold, but it does separate your eyelashes so well that you can get them through those thick, clumpy. Sometimes when you've got an eyelash curler, if you've got this clumpy mascara on, you can't separate them. Well, this one does the job. It's absolutely brilliant. It's available from www.m2beauty, spelled BEAUTE.com. And as I say, it's the only one that you'll ever need. It's a bit like the tweezers. I always use Tweezerman tweezers, which I got a long time ago.
There are other ones like Shavata. She does a good
Yeah, she's very well. Good. Shavata's very good. Yeah. But you want your eyelash comb. This is the one that I would definitely go for.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing I've got here is the Priory Coffee Berry Body Shaping Complex, which has been proven. Where has it gone? Where's it gone? It's over there.
You've eaten it already.
I've eaten it, yeah. I've drunk it already. Now, coffee, I don't even remember that a long time ago, I think it was Cindy Crawford was the first one to say that she put coffee beans into her cellulite, ground coffee beans in the shower. But obviously, like with caffeine, it's a stimulation.
Did you get those pants? They were having those pants that are impregnated with the caffeine that you put on. Yeah, no, it's that's what they say. No, that'd be because it's a.
Yes,
it
I have actually heard that.
Yeah.
And I have heard that. And you can get the tights.
Yeah.
Haven't, can't you? Well, this has been clinically proven. I'm one of these people that I'm sceptical sometimes with cellulite creams. Yeah. Now, I have to be honest, I haven't been able to test this yet purely because of my bite thing that I've got, my operation. But it's a fantastic company. Priory is really, really good. I don't know, ages and ages ago, it's done by Cosmeceuticals, the same company that I think did Vitage and so on. It's all run by the same people. But it's got in it fruit extracts. It brightens the skin. It improves the tone of the skin and the appearance. Now, you need to use it twice a day. With all these things, you must use them twice a day. But it does stimulate circulation. And it's, if you, I don't even want to put some on you.
But I just put it on my whole body if you want to come and say, right? I mean, I never used to have. I do have a problem now on my legs, but because I've got so over. I mean, I've got skinny little legs, but where I've got overweight, that doesn't help. But I never used to have any problems with cellulite. But now I sort of look and I think, what's that on my leg? And I was like, oh dear, that must be what cellulite is.
I'm the same. I never used to have cellulite, and you know.
I shouldn't. Sorry, I shouldn't put that on because I've got. Shouldn't have any caffeine. Sorry, it's on my trousers.
Where should you have any?
Because I have a bit of a funny heart that gets rapid to heart rate.
Oh,
so
really?
I shouldn't really put anything. We can't, just wiped it all over my body. Sorry, I'm in a panic today. Sorry,
stripping in the studio.
It smells lovely, anyway.
It does smell a bit like coffee. Yeah, you can smell the
coffee,
can't you? But it is one of the best ones. I haven't personally tested it, but I do know. Oh gosh, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. I do know from the company, from Cosmeceuticals and the other brands that they do and so on, that it's. The research and stuff that goes into their products is fantastic.
Do you have to do a sweeping moment when you put it on? Do you have to do a circular moment? Is there, or you just basically just rub it in?
Sometimes you have to do a drainage up towards the heart? Always up towards the heart and round. I mean, you start from your ankles and go up. This you just massage round.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways that you can get rid of cellulite with a body brushing and so on. I would say you need to use this for a few weeks before you start seeing results, and you have to use it twice a day. So if you're dedicated, it will get the results. I mean, it's proven. So it's 99.1% natural as well. That's a good one on the market if you want to try it. The other thing I've got here, I'm going to go to a bit of... I've got all different hair care here, but I want to go to the... where is it? This... the skin brightening.
Ooh.
Now, this is by Skin Medica, and it's called Skin Brightening Complex. Now, my mum was, bless her little heart, she's beautiful, my mum, but she's got a few pigmentation patches and so on. This is absolutely brilliant for anybody with pigmentation that just wants to brighten it. Now, this has actually got in it the equivalent. It's not got in it any bleach, but it's got the equivalent of 4% hydroquinone. Basically bleach. So it's a really, really, again, it's a brilliant brand. It reduces all the hypermetic pigmentation. It's non-prescription. It's clinically compared to that 4%, which you wouldn't get unless you went and got it, you know, over the counter, you know, with a prescription. Now, when you're using this, because it's got retinol and stuff and things like that in it, you put it on your face, you must always use an SPF over the top. But if you're a mature person or you've been in the sun, you've got sunspots, my mum said, could I try it on my hands? Yes, you can. You need to put it on twice daily. You may get a temporary tingling effect, which is just the active ingredients working. Now, in it, it's got in it retinol, which... is like an exfoliator and so on, and will get rid of the discoloration. It's got in it, now I can't pronounce this, it's got in it 4-ethoxybenzodiol. You pronounce it?
Don't give it to me.
It's the jargon.
Yeah.
So it's got another which helps reduce the appearance of redness in any other skin discoloration. It's also got in it a form of vitamin C and so on. So it's got a lot of good ingredients.
Mm.
Again, it will give you the results. You mustn't use it if you're pregnant or you're breastfeeding.
Right.
So don't use it. But again, if you want something that's going to get you results, then this is the one to go for. There's so many on the markets that people waste their money. You need to get something that has got that bleaching that can actually do the job.
What's it called again?
This is called Lytera. It's called, let me have a, whoops, Lytera Skin Brightening Complex. and it's by Skin Medica.
Yeah.
And it's available, I'll give you a number, 05603 141956, but I'll give you all the details.
Yeah, we'll have all the details up on the website. What I would like you to do when you come in maybe next week, because I'm very interested in skin stuff, because I've got a little bit of, I haven't got age spots or anything like that, honestly, but is Melia. I'd like you to look it up, because I have little white lumps under my skin.
Oh, what, the little white lumps?
Yeah,
I get
those. And I did actually get, I'm sorry to say, but if you know what Melia are, I actually did get a little needle out the other week, and I stuck it in my face. And all I've done is scarred my face, and you can't get them out. But they're basically like little fat deposits under your skin, and they are a nightmare.
I've got one just there. Can you see it?
No, I can't see it from there. I've got loads. And you do get them round your eyes. Yeah. I've got some on my eyes. And my skin tags are getting worse as well. We'll be talking about that. But I have to do some travel.
Okay, cool.
A quick break, and then we're going to come back, and you'll be talking about, let's have a quick look. We have got Skin Medica again with the Daily Defence.
Hair care, lots of hair care, and a bit of Lush.
Lovely. Right, we'll be back. You're not singing this time?
No.
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 What was it? You went, I was like, oh, beautiful woman. Terrible singing voice. Terrible. Quite scary.
I do like karaoke.
Yeah, best. If we ever do have a social evening out, you won't be doing that with me, I can tell you.
No.
Shocking. Right, so we're joined by the lovely Molly Miller, who writes for the Go magazine, which goes over the Chronicle, which goes all over Essex, and also she's got a beauty blog, which is...
www.askmollybeauty.com.
That's right.
So the radio shows go on there, and also the features for the paper that I write for, they go on there, and just bits and pieces and blogs and hospital bites and how to look terrified and just different things.
Yeah, she doesn't look terrified because she's beautiful, naturally beautiful.
Lovely
last night when I saw you had makeup on and everything, because normally you come in.
I didn't have a lot of makeup. I need a bit of makeup.
It was subtle.
It's because I literally just got in from the photo shoot. I had a brilliant time yesterday because it was a prom feature yesterday. It was a prom winners. I held a competition in the Essex Chronicle for two girls to win all their makeup done by Lauren Goodger's Angels and so on. And yesterday it was a big photo shoot, and they were going off to their prom, and they looked amazing. And actually, the makeup artist was fantastic, and the girl that did the hair, the makeup artist was Olivia Sandy, and she's got a degree in the makeup from the London College of Fashion, and she was absolutely brilliant. And the lady Roxy that did the hair as well, but they're from the Essex Angels, and you can go into www.laurensway.com to get details, and they will come to your house, especially now for prom time. They'll come to your house, they'll do your hair, your nails, your makeup, but the makeup's phenomenal, and they actually do Lauren's makeup for her, but it was beautiful. They use mainly MAC, Urban Decay, some sleek makeup, which I love, and they gave me a few little tips. It's always nice when you meet makeup artists, because they always give you new little tips and things that I hadn't heard before, so you're constantly learning. But the makeup looked amazing, the girls looked beautiful, and it wasn't okay, they did have false eyelashes on, but they looked glowy, they looked really stunning. It wasn't fake, it wasn't like how it is on Tally where it's thick. It just looked professional and beautiful. So
it's always good, actually, if you do if you go around and get your makeup kind of reviewed every couple of years, because you do get stuck in a rut, and it's nothing more aging than people that don't bother to keep up with, like, hair. I know it shouldn't be about looks, but you know it is. you know that it is, and you really should get your hair in a modern style and try and keep your makeup up to date, because it makes a huge amount of difference to you looking just kind of fresher. That's all. And it's not spending a load of money, it's just making a little bit of effort to not make sure your hair isn't dyed jet black when you get to a certain age. You're a freak.
You're talking about me.
not you, love. And you know, just keep your makeup looking fresh. Right, so
right, okay, because I haven't got long. Okay, so again, Skin Medica, if you want a fantastic SPF, now everyone must wear SPF, please. It's the only one thing that I say to people, you must wear SPF 30. This is, it's a skin cream. Now it's got in it, it's a lot of natural ingredients like green tea that help protect the skin from it's an antioxidant, so it protects it from fumes and petrol fumes and so on. It's got in it caffeine again as well, so actually maybe you probably wouldn't be able to use that, would you, if it's got caffeine in it?
Well, I probably can. I was joking. It's just, like decaf, that's all.
Okay. What I like about this one, though, is it's perfect for men and women, but when you put it on, it's actually quite thick when you put it on.
I put some on earlier, actually. It's very silky.
It's really silky. You put it on, it goes on quite thick, but you know sometimes when they leave that white residue and you feel like you've got sun cream on, this doesn't. It is, as you say, silky, and it leaves that skin with just such a beautiful glow as well. And I would actually use this every day as my skin cream. In fact, I am going to use it as my skin cream when I go home. I'm keeping this one to myself after I've done a photo shoot with it. So I absolutely love that one. That again, as I say, is available from skinbrands.co.uk, and it's £33.50. And for a moisturiser, for a top range moisturiser, which that is a top range moisturiser, I think it's very good. Right, hair. I have been sent some wonderful. Now, I was moaning last week on air that my hair has been really brittle, over dried. I've got loads of grey hair coming through. Even my mum turned around to me the other day and said, "Good God, Molly, your hair, you look like my mum." Her mum passed away when I was two, but her mum was very white.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been able to dye it or anything because I've been in hospital, and my hair was breaking. It was awful. Well, I've been sent this, first of all, this Richard Ward one, which I absolutely love. It's a wheat nutrient mask. Now, wheat is really good. It, the wheat protein, it protects against cuticle damage. It locks in colour if you've got your hair dyed. It's really good for to reduce colour fade. It's got in it protein, and which smooths and detangles, and it helps build up. Now, I was looking a lot about wheat, and it comes from wheat. Comes is like a carbohydrate, and it's extremely hydrating. Now, I put this on yesterday, and I have to say, I probably put on too much. You only need about, for my length hair, which is down my back, no more than
on your head. Sorry, it's not on your back, is it?
Okay, so my hair's down, which is down my back. It's about, I put in about half a teaspoon, which isn't enough, so it will last ages.
This is my friend, isn't it? This is my cousin, Richard Ward.
Richard Ward, your cousin.
Hello, cousin. He does actually look.
So my hair is fine. Normally, they say it's lots of it, but it's dry, nice. And it's got a lot of, you know, it's so much dye in my hair. And this really, it's the first thing that I noticed when I put it on. Sometimes when I put conditioners on or deep treatment masks, I only put that on for a couple of minutes. I don't like to spend, I don't want to wash my hair. I wash in the shower. I don't want to wash my hair, leave it on for 20 minutes or something, and then have to go back and rewash it off. I want to sort of, I normally wash my hair, put that on, shower the rest of me, do my body scrub, and then I can do that. So I literally left it on for a couple of minutes, and it made such a difference. My hair did look sort of bouncier, but what I loved about it was immediately I could get my comb through it, like my larger comb through it. It detangled it instantly. So it's brilliant for anybody that's got dry hair, thick hair, anybody that's got coloured hair. Now, this other one as well, this is called Naturvital Hair Loss Mask for anti-breakage. Now, this is really good if you've had a Brazilian blow dry.
Yeah.
So they specifically say, if you've had a Brazilian blow dry or the Kerastase, anything like that, hair extensions. This is for anybody that's hair is breaking. And again, it has the wheat proteins in it. It's got in it vitamins A, B, E, F, H, provitamin B5 and wheat germ oil, which is rich in vitamin E and so on. This is available from Boots.
Oh, well, thank you very much, because I did have a Brazilian yesterday and I paid for it. Vega did it for me yesterday. Vega Hair. So, and the poor girl in there, lovely girl, she'll be listening, spent about 3 hours blow drying my hair, so thank you for doing that. But yeah, I'm going to wash it today, but it's made a huge difference.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I could
absolutely
use that basically.
You could use that, definitely. And I tell you what, after I've done it for the photo shoot, I'll bring it in so you can use it. But this one's a big tub, it's 300 mils, and it's $12.99, which I think is a really good price. The Richard Ward one, I should say, sorry, is available from QVC. Let's have a look. I've only got QVC or richardward.com.
Yeah, he used to have a, I think, in Boots, like he might have done Rachel Tesco's, and then he's gone exclusively onto QVC. Right. And he is the hairdresser that would have styled Kate Middleton's, or he was the hairdresser, and lots of other famous people.
Well, this is £23, this one. And I do like to, I like to test everything really before I talk about it, and I just haven't had time. Now, this Joico one, again, I haven't had time to test this one, but I'm going to when I get home. So really, I should probably talk about it next week on air. But this one is the Bio Advanced Restorative Treatment. It revitalises, similar thing, nourish and repair. Now, the reason why I think you've got to start using these products about once or twice a week, especially now if you're going on holiday, the salt and the chlorine, especially if you've got long hair, you need to really look after it, because there's nothing worse, I think, when your hair's long and it just looks straggly and in bad condition. Nice looking hair, whether it's short or long, is healthy looking hair. And so that's why I think really you need to use these products. Now, this one is, let's have a look, Bio Advanced. I'm just trying to find the price for this one. It's $5.95. $15.95 for 50 mils, or $15.95 this one. And as I say, it stops the hair from breaking. Again, it prevents colour fade. So this is Joico. So that's a good one. And that is available from... can't see where it's available. Can't see on the press release. www.joicoeurope.com, or there's a number on 08845 number. And then finally, I've got the lovely Lush girls to cheer me up have sent me in some bath ballistic balls. Have you...
Bath bombs. I love, you know, Lush is my mum's doesn't like the smell of Lush because it reminds her of wartime. It's a soap, it does. Okay. But I love Lush, and I do like they've got some fantastic soaps. But I treat myself quite rarely because they are quite expensive. But I do like Lush, and the bath bombs are, you know, when you're sitting at home, you throw them in the bath and jump in, and
Do you know what? I was really sad, but until this heals on my, you know,
I'm sorry, I just got some strange person in the chat room saying Brazilian causes problems. No, it does not. It doesn't. I had a Brazilian treatment. That was the old stuff. This is the new stuff.
Kerastase. They've got the Keraprotein and the Kerastase. It's brilliant.
Worry. People are caring about me.
If you go onto my blog, I've done a whole big thing on Kerastase. It was brilliant on my hair. Yeah. And it's putting the protein, it's putting the keratin, the protein back into your hair. I think it looks lovely. But anyway, going on to Lush. So this one, I haven't bought everything in that they've sent me purely because I've had to walk and because I can't drive at the moment. But this is the Bath Ballistic in Twilight. Now, what I love about their bath balls is they're just stuffed full of aromatherapy oils, real aromatherapy oils. And they've also sent me in a facial cleanser as well, which has got in it almond oil. What I love again is that you've got lavender oil in this facial cleanser, you've got rose oil, you've got chamomile blue oil, you've got so many essential oils in here, and it all stands for against animal testing. And it's so different. If you want something completely different that's not on the market anywhere else, I think Lush is so unique in what they do. And finally, I've got a couple of perfumes they've sent in. I know, this is like Lush
perfumes.
I've
still got the one on your little sample you gave me from the Marks and Spencer's, the vanilla. I've got that in my bag.
Oh, have you? This one is one of my favourites. It's called Seeking Girls. Ooh. And it's again Lush. And this one reminds me of Dubai. It's got in it the frangipani, the jasmine. Have a smell. And this other one is called Furs, which has got it mimosa. It's more florally, this one. Yep. But that one is, the other one is a real kind of like souki smell. Like you can imagine Morocco. That's lovely as well.
I've been to Morocco.
Oh, I might take that one. That's sort of almost baby oil isn't it? The other one. So that's Lush. And again, I love Lush because of what they stand for. And don't forget, it's International Kissing Day this Saturday.
Yeah,
and if you go
me.
Into Lush, you'll get your kisses.
Really?
You've got to kiss a T-shirt.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
Or I might wear my T-shirt up the high street that they sent me.
Paul Hollywood might be in there, you see. I don't know. For you, you might be in there. Paul Hollywood.
Yeah, see the Gazette or the one of the reporters, Chris, said to me yesterday that he might try and get me to have 2 minutes with Paul.
I like the way you just 2 minutes with Paul.
Just 2 minutes.
It's really sinister when you say it like that. It's really sinister and scary. Okay.